You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hurry, hurry, hurry to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Welcome to Season 13, Episode 534. I'm the second most important Jack on tonight's show, Jack Ward.
And I'm your only David host, David Ault. Jack, are you feeling a little bit of an adjunct right now?
Not at all, David. I'm actually quite happy to be amidst other Jacks. Kind of makes me feel less alone in the world. And
aww.
Jack is certainly a popular name, not only for people, but for characters in audio dramas.
Yes. Jack's Women, of course. And there's also many Jack the Ripper series.
True. And every other character in nursery rhymes and fairy tales are Jacks.
Yes.
Jack Be Nimble, Jack and the Beanstalk, Jack Sprat. I even have a series of my own shows called Jack of Blades, which I've never quite finished.
Yes, and tonight's show is another in the annals, of course. We're continuing with the next three in the series, Say Hello to Blackjack, with episodes 3 to 5.
And I'm jacked about it because it begins right here, right now.
On the Sonic Society.
Oh. Excuse me, Doctor. You're still here with the patient.
Yeah, I was just concerned.
We have beds for doctors in the hospital. If you want, I can show you.
Oh, no.
I'll be okay. Can you just, shut the door on your way out?
Okay.
Say Hello to Blackjack, Episode 3, The Cost of 75 Years.
Good morning!
Morning.
Good morning!
Good morning, Doctor.
What's going on, Saito? You sure are into it today.
Oh, I just have a patient to take care of. If you don't mind, I got a meeting with our advisor, Dr. Shiratori.
Hey! Fine, be that way. Excuse me, nurse? Could you help me with something?
Lactulose, prosoprolol, clindamycin, 6 units of platelets, 6 bags of plasminate cutter, and 5 grams of venolin. You gave all this to that old man, Dr. Saito?
Yes, sir! Thanks to this, the patient is doing well today.
You don't need to do this. I'll decide the care. Is there anything else?
No, I...
Then you're dismissed. Get some breakfast, Saito.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kasukabe. To be operated upon by such a famous doctor, Grandpa must be very happy.
He's in stable condition. The operation was a complete success, but we're seeing complications in his heart. Frankly, it's up to him now. He can recover, assuming he doesn't go through a pulmonary embolism. By the way, this is Dr. Shiratori, who assisted me in the operation. And this is the intern who is looking after your father.
I'm Saito!
Dr. Saito, could you come with me? I'm going to see Dr. Toshi's patient, and I'd like a second opinion.
Oh, thank you very much, doctors.
It's an honor, Saito.
Oh, good afternoon, doctors. I was just remarking to our patient here that his progress has improved considerably. With your permission, I'd like to check him out and get him back on the street.
Yes, everything looks good here. Let's get you home in time for dinner.
Hey, doctor. You don't think I could get one last IV drip, do you? You know, one for the road? It makes me feel so strong. Usually whenever I'm feeling down, I just, you know, get one from the local clinic. But...
IV, eh? Do you know what's in an intravenous drip, Mr. Kuwasawa? A 500cc IV drip is basically 25 grams of sugar. It's the equivalent of a half cup of milk. Only 100 calories of nutrients.
So what are you saying? That there's no point to it?
Right. It's a good luck charm. Japan is the only country that uses them without dehydration symptoms. Now, if you don't mind, I have other interns to check up on.
Doctor!
Come on, Saito. Let's go to the nurse's station and get someone to check this guy out of here.
I wasn't expecting that.
Hmm?
Dr. Shiratori smiling when talking to patients. Still, a doctor who doesn't recommend an IV drip? That's rare, isn't it?
Well... he was right about what's in them. Plus, they cost over 1,000 yen to administer. The patient only covers 10%, so the hospital earns about 1,000 yen for each one. Wasteful spending like that is bound to add up and hurt the Medicare system.
Aww. This morning he got mad at me for doing unnecessary treatments. I wonder if he's just against wasteful spending.
I guess there's no point in working so hard. We only make 38,000 yen a month anyway.
No! I'm gonna make up for my mistake while on duty.
Then go back to your part-time job.
What?
You want to make up for your mistake and you need the money? Go back to the emergency clinic and you can do both.
I'm gonna go check on my patient.
You told me yourself that guy's a vegetable. He probably wants to sleep. Just leave him alone. Saito! Saito! Jeez!
When I got back to my apartment, there was a letter waiting for me. It was from the doctor of the emergency clinic that I worked part-time for.
To Saito. What's up, Iroku? I haven't been able to reach you by phone, so I thought I'd write. That patient is recovering steadily. Come back sometime. To work, I mean. Yay. Ushida.
First message.
Hey, kiddo. It's your mom. Holbein's almost here, and I can't wait to see you.
End of messages.
Dr. Shiratori, the patient has been unresponsive since yesterday. His BUN is up to 110. I'd like to start peritoneal dialysis.
You don't need to do anything.
But, Doctor, at this rate, Kimiko-san will...
Don't you understand it yet? The meaning of that surgery? The patient collapsed at his home. Then he was brought here while still unconscious. Yet we waited a whole day for the new interns, for the director, before performing surgery. Don't you realize why we wasted a day to do surgery on a man about to die? It's because it was too late to begin with.
But... we ended up doing it. We did the surgery.
It was the professor's orders. I told you. The professor received 1,000,000 yen from the patient's family, right? We meaninglessly cut open an old man for that 1,000,000 yen. No further treatments are necessary. Thanks to Social Security, the patient only pays about 10,000 yen per month in the intensive care unit. But the actual cost is in the millions. Those costs are covered by the taxes that all citizens pay. You want to spend millions of yen entrusted to us by hard-working taxpayers on an old man with almost no chance of recovery? Japan's current medical costs are 50 trillion yen per year. Who do you get that money from? At the rate we're going, Japan's medical system will collapse. Wasteful care is a societal evil. Will that be all?
Why did we perform the surgery? If you're so against wasteful care, Shiratori, why couldn't you disobey the professor? Then why did we perform the surgery? Why couldn't you disobey the professor?
I'm the same!
I didn't go against what Dr. Shiratori said. I was never thinking about the patient. What was I telling myself? This is a test. If I save this person, then I'm a real doctor. All I was thinking about was myself. It's the same thing for when I worked at the emergency clinic. I only cared about the mistake I made. Up until Ushida sent me that letter, I had no idea how the patient was doing. Nor did it even occur to me to care. Grandpa, how did your family feel when they handed over the 1,000,000 yen? Do you want to live?
Death walks the hospital at night. There are 1,100 beds in Iroku University Hospital. On average, 2 people die each night.
I saw him. He's in the break room. Doctor, please wake up! There's been a change in Mr. Kaneko's condition.
There's no pulse.
You've been listening to Say Hello to Blackjack, Episode 3. The Cost of 75 Years, based on the manga by Shuho Sato, featuring the voice talents of Lisa Oslowski as the nurse, Jonathan Russo as Saito, Joe as Toshi, Jeffrey Norman Bobo as Dr. Shiratori, Lynn Travers as Kaneko-san's daughter, Robert Garapi Sr. as Professor Kasukabe, Chris Midname as Kuasawa, Ron Charette as Ushida, as well as Sarah Cirrus Russo, Wendy Garapi, and Christine Russo. The music you're listening to now is Octo Business by the Empty Jet Palm Quartet. So scripted, directed, and edited by John Michael Garapi. This Say Hello to Blackjack audio play was made as a part of the Nerd Fountain family. To learn more, go to sayhellotoblackjack.com. You can help donate to us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sayhellotoblackjack. Subscribe to Say Hello to Blackjack's feed on iTunes so as not to miss episode 4. And if you like this episode, please share it with your friends. And thanks for listening.
At 1:20 a.m., there was a sudden change in Kaneko Toshio's condition.
Come back to life!
Say Hello to Blackjack, Episode 4, Summer's Cloud.
I know this is difficult, but it's the unfortunate truth. The chance your father will regain consciousness is now remote. His heart is beating again, but between his already existing hepatic insufficiency, as well as a loss of oxygen due to cardiac failure, his brain cells have received excessive damage. For right now, we're keeping him as comfortable as we can. But the both of you are going to need to put serious thought into what we should do next. It's quite possible, by the time a week passes, that...
Why didn't you let him die, Dr. Saito? You even performed a peritoneal dialysis after I told you not to. I already went over this with you. Life support is a waste of taxpayer money.
Dr. Shiratori, what's wrong with a doctor trying to save a patient's life?
I've seen 100 patients like this. Those who are meant to die should be taken care of quietly and with respect.
You're saying I should just shut up and watch him die?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Dr. Shiratori, Saito, if you could come in here for a moment.
We don't have any experience with these sorts of things. This is all too much to deal with. Please, we need you to tell us what we should do.
I know this is difficult for you, but please, let us turn off the life support.
Oh. Grandpa. Please, tell me. Are you really all right with everything ending like this?
July 6th. It's been 3 days since the life support was turned off. Grandpa, your daughter and her family don't visit you anymore. They paid 100,000 yen for your surgery. But now that they know you're gonna die, they won't even come to visit. What was the point of it all? Was the 100,000 yen some sort of farewell gift?
Oh, excuse me, Doctor. I'm just coming through.
What are you doing?
Oh, this? Even if the patient's unconscious, he still gets dirty and needs to be washed. It doesn't matter if anyone comes to see him or not. I'm sure if you were unconscious, you'd still like to be taken care of. Right?
It's growing.
Doctor?
His beard. It's growing. I can't know what Grandpa wants, but his body is fighting to stay alive. His hair is growing. As a patient, Grandpa is doing his job. He's struggling to recover. As a doctor, my job...
Doctor?
Even if the chance of recovery is only 1%, it's wrong to terminate care at the convenience of the hospital.
If you do nothing, the patient dies. If he's going to die anyway, you might as well open his stomach. It's better than doing nothing.
You abandon that patient.
You're a doctor.
Whether you're a novice or inexperienced, to the patients, you are a doctor.
I am a doctor.
What is it, Dr. Saito? Something wrong?
Please, please let me do a peritoneal dialysis and a blood transfusion on Kaneko-san. I beg you. Please let me turn the life support back on.
How many times do I have to repeat myself? Meaningless life support is a societal evil. You just want to take all these actions to satisfy yourself. We won't spend money to fill your ego, so you can stop bowing.
When I first saw you operating on Kaneko-san, I was moved. I thought if I ever got sick, I'd want a doctor like you performing the surgery. What were you thinking while you worked on Kaneko-san? If you were thinking that he was going to die anyways, why were you so careful?
I'm a surgeon. I take pride in my work.
It's because you wanted to save that old man's life. It's true. The cost of life support is high. But even if the chance is only 1%, a doctor tries to save the patient in his care.
Don't be ignorant. Doctors like that are killing the system.
Then what about you? You did a meaningless operation and wasted healthcare money.
It was the professor's orders. It wasn't my choice.
That's not a fair answer. If the professor told you to eat shit...
I'm prepared for anything! I will become a professor at this university no matter what it takes. Once I'm a professor, I'll change the university, then I'll rework our regional hospitals, and then I'll help fix the Japanese healthcare system. In the end, that will save many more people.
No, I'm not interested in that kind of logic. The patient. What do you think of the patient? Don't you want to save him, Doctor? I'm restarting the peritoneal dialysis and blood transfusions. The patient has a primary care doctor. That doctor is me.
On July 7th, Kaneko-san's peritoneal dialysis and blood transfusions were restarted.
Doctor, come on, grab the sheets. Jeez. You doctors always make the nurses do everything.
Oh, did you shave Kaneko-san's beard?
Had to. He's got to look respectable for when his kids come over, doesn't he?
Oh, let me help you with those sheets. I hope Grandpa hasn't been giving you too much trouble.
Of course not. He's been a model patient. Though, he's a poor conversationalist. Isn't that right, Grandpa?
Well, he hasn't changed much in that regard. Even when Dad was at his best, it was always a struggle to drag more than a couple of sentences out of him.
We're leaving you for that. We're passing that for life. I'm gonna rock it. Dad! Tell you, I'm gonna rock it.
We talked about this, Kazue. Yuto can be a rocket if he wants to be.
He has a different way of playing than you do. But that doesn't make his way wrong.
We finished Kaneko-san's care less than an hour ago, and immediately afterward, his family came back to visit him. Dr. Shiratori, I don't know whether this old man wants to live or not, but look at how much life there is in his family. Look at how much they want him to live, too. On July 10th at 1:05 in the morning, Kaneko Tsuchiyo's heart failed a second time, and he died. He was my first patient.
I think this is it.
Yes, this is all of his belongings. Thank you very much.
I'm very sorry. If only I were a better doctor.
Doctor, when Grandpa collapsed, we wanted him to live very much. So we paid the professor 100,000 yen. But what would we do if he could never get out of bed? We both work full-time jobs. The idea of needing to care for Grandpa scared us. So when you said you were turning off the life support, we felt too guilty to come to the hospital. Grandpa died a good death. Thank you for taking care of him up until the end.
There's no good or bad way to die. When you die, it's all the same. I wasn't able to save that patient.
Dr. Saito, are you going to continue doing this over and over? In the future, you're going to have countless patients like this. I must admit, this case, it upset me considerably. I can only imagine how things are going to be for you from here on out.
Yes, it's Dr. Saito. I was wondering if I could do the part-time job again.
You've been listening to Say Hello to Blackjack, Episode 4, Summer's Cloud, based on the manga by Shuho Sato. Featuring the voice talents of Jonathan Russo as Saito, Robert Garapi Sr. as Professor Kasukabe, Jeffrey Norman Barbeau as Dr. Shiratori, Lynn Travers as Kaneko-san's daughter, Lisa Oslovsky as the nurse, John Michael Garapi as the director, and Brian Higgins as Kaneko-san's son. The music you are listening to now is Octobusiness by the Anti-Jaded Palm Quartet. Scripted, directed, and edited by John Michael Garapi. This Say Hello to Blackjack audio play was made as a part of the Nerd Fountain family. To learn more, go to sayhellotoblackjack.com. You can help donate to us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sayhellotoblackjack. Subscribe to Say Hello to Blackjack feed on iTunes so as not to miss episode 5. And if you liked this episode, please share it with your friends. And thanks for listening.
Hey! What are all these statues for?
The busts? They're for Iroku University doctors in the next room. They just made a new bust to commemorate one of their professors. This one here, Professor Kasukabe.
Damn there, Rowdy. I never would have expected it from a bunch of doctors.
Oh, this is nothing. Last year they were chasing the staff all around the hot springs. I couldn't relax for a moment without some old geezer trying to grab my butt.
Yamada, room one needs more ice.
Certainly. All right, we're going in. Just stay close to me and you should be okay.
Thank you.
Say Hello to Blackjack, Episode 5, Fixing the Roof.
If I could just have a moment. This is our 91st retreat for the First Surgery Ward Medical Association. The success of our ward can be attributed to all the hard work each of you put in. Use the spa as you wish, drink as you wish. Today is a day to forget about work and enjoy yourself.
So many people are here. Seems really strange to imagine all these people started in our hospital's association.
I don't want to talk too long, so I only have one last thing to say. Drinking too much is bad. If you want to live her...
Excellent speech, Professor!
Naked too, Saito. Everyone else is. This is one of the association's traditions.
Kasukabe! 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 Kasukabe!
I just don't get it. All those doctors acting like they knew Professor Kasukabe their whole lives. Many of them were young enough to be his grandchildren, but they're acting like Kasukabe goes out drinking with them once a week. Kasukabe is a quiet man, right? He mostly sticks to his lab, experimenting on eels.
They orbit around him because his influence is gravity. This is the world of a doctor. Watch closely, Saito. A doctor is like any other company man. The doctors with the best skills don't necessarily make it to the top. Those who function well within the medical association do.
But there must be some sort of middle path. Some way to be friendly, but not a fool. Wouldn't a doctor gain more respect by being available and amicable? Can't a doctor be successful by working hard and being positive? I want to believe that Kasukabe would see past these fair-weathered physicians and reward the doctors who are hard at work.
Hard-working doctors solve their own problems. It doesn't occur for them to ask for favors, so they never solve problems beyond their own capabilities. So far, most of the doctors only visited and shared a drink with him while he was at the head table. Wait until lunch tomorrow. When Kasukabe sits down to eat, there will be a veritable line of doctors waiting their turn to speak with him.
Hey, check it out. There's a hole in the bamboo. You can see right into the women's bath.
I assume you heard of the term medical association. At university hospitals, departments like the First Surgical Ward, First Internal Medicine Ward, and others form associations to strengthen the bonds between the doctors within those departments. Public and private hospitals are, of course, filled with former university hospital doctors. Even small town clinics end up with some university doctors. Almost every doctor in Japan belongs to a medical association, which is tied to a university.
Oh, here, Professor Kasukabe. Let me fill that for you. So, Professor, what do I need to do to get you to send more veteran doctors to my hospital?
Oh, there he is. Professor Kasukabe, I kiss the feet you walk on. Please consider me your lowly assistant.
Of course, not every doctor originally worked at a university hospital. Then why is it that these doctors blindly follow the university medical associations?
Yeah, hooray for Kasukabe's first surgery! Oh no!
It's not like you say that Hospital So-and-So is in Tokyo University's group, and that Hospital Such-and-Such is in Keio University's group. Every hospital belongs to some hospital system.
Professor, the new director at my hospital is from one of Nippon Medical School's associations, and...
Okay, fine!
Woo! Oh, come on, guys. Stop it.
The system isn't a financial relationship. Nonetheless, the University Medical Association holds authority over all the doctors under its umbrella. For example, if a civilian hospital needs a new doctor, that civilian hospital must ask the University Medical Association to provide them with a doctor. In other words, the civilian hospital must rely on the University Medical Association for its doctors. If a doctor isn't board certified by a medical association, he has trouble finding work. Because the university associations don't back down, some people call it the Medical Association Mafia. And the person at the top, who wields all the power, he's the association's don, the professor.
Hey, Saito! Come with me. I gotta get out of this place. It's crazy in there. Everybody's hanging on Kasukabe's words because they know his slightest whim can break them. If you're in the medical association, then the professor is your god.
Maybe I'm not cut out for the first surgery ward.
Hmm?
Even if you're good at surgery, those who get ahead are those with good social skills. I can't get used to that.
Doesn't matter if it's the surgery ward or the internal medicine ward or any other ward. All the wards are the same. Though, you might be right that the first surgery ward isn't right for you, since it's only for the best and brightest.
Hey!
Oh, stop pouting. I know. Let's go hit on some girls.
Again.
Hey, hey, ladies. Anyone want to go out? Doctors are the number one preference for girls who want to marry. Yeah.
Interns barely make any money, right? No free time, way too much pride. Could there be a worse person to marry?
Just like that? How could you say such mean things? You're terrible. Someone sent me to the burn ward. I need a cold shower. My mom was right. No one's gonna love me. You're evil. You're all evil. Ah, you make me cry. Women are the worst. Hey, Saito, let's go get some juice.
I'm not sure if you met the man in 514. I should bring you around to say hi to him. He's had numerous issues.
Doctors! Emergency! The old lady in 509 is coughing up blood.
How did this happen? I checked up on this woman an hour ago.
I don't know. I was just doing my rounds and I heard a gagging sound coming from this room.
4. Come on. Come on. Don't die on me. 1, 2, 3.
Drink a beer right after your shift is over. It's one of the best things in life.
Best things. But that old lady ended up dying.
You blame yourself too much. You won't be able to do the work if you get depressed every time. It's almost September. Your training with the First Surgical Ward is almost over. You interns will be rotating into many different wards. But, Dr. Saito, when you're done, I want you to return to the First Surgical Ward.
Dr. Shiratori, does a doctor have to enter the association?
Obviously it isn't mandatory, but if you don't, then you have to search for a hospital to work at by yourself after your training is finished. And even after you successfully join a clinic, you'll find that the hospital's director and everyone else in power belongs to a medical association. Your chances of succeeding in your career are slim to none. You won't be able to train, so you can never write thesis papers or earn degrees. All you'll be able to achieve is a lifetime of being referred to as the spare doctor in a civilian hospital. Listen, I don't know what problems you have with the union system, but if you're not satisfied, then you need to get into a position of authority and change it.
But would it even matter by then? By that point, I would have spent 30 or 40 years fighting in a system I despise just to change that system. And for what? I couldn't reap the rewards. I'd be indoctrinated in a system I hate and only be doing harm to myself. And a lot of doctors benefit from the way the system is. A good doctor can't just be a good healer. He's part of a team, part of a community. What would happen if I destroyed that community?
If the roof of a house is infested with carpenter ants and is likely to break apart, then that roof must be replaced. You can claim that leaving the ruined roof in place protects the people who live there from the sun and the rain. But when the roof collapses and hurts those people, you are ultimately to blame. Don't worry about the people living inside the house. Fix the roof!
You make it sound simple. First, I'd need to get into that position of authority. I don't know if I'm a good enough doctor to do that.
The problem isn't your ability to become a great doctor. Just between you and me, Saito, I think you are, right now, one of the best doctors in Iroku. You are already a great doctor. The problem is, after decades of abuse, will you continue to be the great doctor you are today?
You've been listening to Say Hello to Blackjack, Episode 5, Fixing the Roof, based on the manga by Shuho Sato. Featuring the voice talents of Lisa Oslowski and Christine Russo as spa servers, Robert Garapi Sr. as Professor Kasukabe, Joe as Toshi, Jeffrey Norman Burbeau as Dr. Shiratori, Jonathan Russo as Saito, Wendy Garapi as the nurse, as well as Brian Higgins, Chris Midname, Mike Therian, and Martin Easton III. The music you're listening to now is Octo Business by the Anti-Jaded Palm Quartet, scripted, directed, and edited by John Michael Garapi. This Say Hello to Blackjack audio play was made as a part of the Nerd Fountain family. To learn more, go to sayhellotoblackjack.com. You can help donate to us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sayhellotoblackjack. Subscribe to the Say Hello to Blackjack feed on iTunes so as not to miss Season 2 when it comes out. And if you liked this episode, please share it with your friends. And thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
And that's this week's show.
Yes, please return with us next week as we seek hope in some dark times. In the meantime, please consider writing a review about us on iTunes. The more reviews we get, the better opportunities we have to showcase audio drama to a wider audience. You can find more shows on this feed or through the website at sonicsociety.org, or join the conversation on Facebook or on Twitter at Sonic Society or at AstroTour 2010. Mm-hmm. Please drop us a line at sonicsociety@gmail.com.
See everyone next week. Until then, I'm Jack Ward.
And I'm David Ault. Good night.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
The following message is for podcasters only. If you are a listener and not a podcaster, you are permitted to cover your ears and say la 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 for the next 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
Podcasters, la, 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 if you create audio drama and or comedy, you are invited to join the brand new Mutual Audio Network. Not only will your productions be showcased in a brand new Netflix-ish type of distribution, but you'll also share in resources, from music to sound effects to voices to people saying la 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 la. For details, visit MutualAudioNetwork.com or inquire at MutualAudio@gmail.com. You can stop la-la-ing now.
Well, I can't hear you. Got my ears covered. La la!